Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green, 4-H Youth Coordinator for Washington County, about their recent awards ceremony. This is part one of a two-part interview. Each year, Washington County 4-H holds an awards ceremony, and this year it looked a little different. Can you share the setup this year?
Yes, we started making our plans kind of in August, knowing that our October-November event was going to have to look different. Traditionally, our entire 4-H family gathers at the Casey Hall, and we have a great huge potluck, and we're there with 350 people, and we knew that just wasn't going to be feasible under this year's conditions with COVID. And so we regrouped, and we're really excited to do something under our new cattle barn, and lawn chairs and popcorn and a big, huge stage, and then the weather was working against us as well. And so we had to condense and kind of modify, and we put together and had our 4-H award celebration in the basement of Dahlmeyer Hall, just recognizing face-to-face, live, our kind of top senior intermediate awards, and then also the adult volunteers. So it was a very kind of intimate audience, smaller numbers. We were very thankful, again, to be able to have live stream resources from KCTC so that more people could see these individuals get recognition and see how much we appreciated them. So we're excited that that is online and available for people to watch. And then our 4-H County Council is working on some creative plans so that they can go and present awards at the club setting. So traditionally, we would have, you know, 100 to 150 4-H'ers getting recognized for their outstanding record books and participation awards, and we just couldn't have all of those people gathered at one time this year. So we're looking forward to seeing how County Council can kind of fill that need. I meet with them this week to make plans and get excited and how they will present at the club level.
And let's highlight some of those awards that were given out on Sunday. Can we start with the I Dare You Leadership Award?
Yes, that is kind of the peak of your 4-H career award that you can earn. And traditionally, we offer that to two of our 10th, 11th, or 12th graders. And this year, after interviews and applications, the committee said, we just can't decide. There's three who are clearly leaps and bounds, amazing individuals at their age. I'm always impressed with their talents and leadership and creativity. And so this year, that honor went to three of our seniors, Isaac Black, Roy Carter, and Taylor Brinning, all received that recognition. They received kind of a special book, unique book, written by William Danforth. And it kind of has a neat story. The I Dare You Award is a nationally recognized award. And this particular author was kind of challenged by a teacher at one point in his life and kind of dared to really live and dared to, you know, step out of your comfort zone and dare to be something amazing. And that's exactly what these three are. Taylor and Isaac and Roy are just awesome and haven't ever slowed down or turned away, you know, something when it was a little bit hard. So we are excited to recognize them with that.
And there are also adults who are recognized with awards. Can you share some of those?
Yes, we did recognize, again, our 2020 Hall of Fame recipients, Dave Burney and Duane Sprouse. That is an honor we oftentimes recognize at the county fair, and since we didn't have the same kind of awards opportunity there, we wanted to make sure to highlight them. And so we announced them again as being that 2020 recipient. And then we also give out five different awards that go either to volunteers or business community partners who have contributed maybe significantly in the last year or could potentially have been just longtime partners and givers to our program. And so we did recognize as partner in 4-H, KDK Sales with Greg and Heather Cook and some of their really unique work and ingenuity in coming up with an online livestock auction for us at the county fair this year when we couldn't do our face-to-face auction. We recognize Pat Schneider as the 4-H Alumni Award. He is our retiring beef superintendent, and he's been doing that for 10 years. He came through the Washington program years ago as a Riverside Rambler and raised his children in the program and had lots of brothers and sisters in the program, and so they have a very strong family tradition He's going to retire and start getting his grandkids involved, and so we're excited for him to take on that new chapter. Friend of 4-H is an award that oftentimes goes to a business or a community partner, and KCTC received that this year for all of the work and hours and financial investment they've put into live streaming our county fair shows for the whole world, and then also, again, live streaming our awards day. Family of the Year went to David and Chris Moeller. David has been our rabbit superintendent for 20 years, and this was his final year in that position, and so this was the perfect way to recognize them and their years involved of building our rabbit program and putting a lot of time and investment into kids and workshops and also renovating the barn and making significant improvements here on the fairgrounds.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Amy Green, 4-H Youth Coordinator for Washington County, talking about their recent award ceremony. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.